This is Jim Winger on the 2024 Wheat Harvest Tour. I'm just a little ways west of Belleville, Kansas, and saw Greg Schofield out here. They're working on their combine. Greg, how's the harvest gone?
Well, it's finished for us, and we had a pretty good year.
What kind of yields did you see?
The lowest yield that we had was about 45 bushels to the acre, and we had one field this year which was about 100.
Oh my gosh, is that just dry land wheat?
It's all dry land, and the 100 bushel acre field for us was just shattered our previous records. I think the best we'd had before was maybe 75 or 70, and that was exceptional wheat.
Was that located here in this area as well?
Yes. From where we're at right now is about 2 miles, 2 miles west.
Is there anything you can put your finger on that made that wheat so much better than the rest of the wheat?
Yeah, two things. One, we've just had a good spring, and we put that wheat in the ground a little bit earlier than we normally did last fall. And in that particular field, we changed up our rotation from a three-year rotation where we would normally just plant wheat after soybeans. In that field, we kind of went back to a more, for us at least, traditional rotation, which we hadn't done for almost 8 or 9 years, where we planted wheat on ground that was wheat last year. So it had a little more moisture available. And so we kind of had two things that happened at the same time that ended up giving us such a great yield.
What about any problems with disease or insects or anything around here?
We didn't see too much on any of our fields, and so we didn't really, nothing to complain about.
Were the test weights good?
Test weights were pretty good. The exceptional field that we had, it had, I think we took a couple loads in that were 63 pounds per bushel, which is high.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe not the very highest end, but close to it. And then we had some that were, in fact, the field we're in right now was a little bit lower at about 50 pounds per bushel, which is not great, but not awful either.
Did they test the protein levels? Do you know?
Did, but I don't have the...
You don't remember?
Yeah, exactly. I don't have the numbers on me. Sorry.
How does your harvest this year compared with what you saw last year?
Definitely better, because our harvest last year was below average, and I don't remember the exact numbers, but this year being exceptional, I mean, it's just safe to say that the harvest we had this year was better than we'd ever had before, and since last year was slightly below average, this year was quite a bit better.
It's nice to see higher yields with commodity prices going down a little bit.
Yeah, that's usually how it trends when you have, as long as everybody has higher yields, then the commodity prices are going to go down.
Now, you don't double crop any of this, do you?
No. Nope, we don't. This might not be a bad year for it because our moisture levels are good. And we can just look at the ground we're standing right now. It's pretty soft. But for us, we tried double cropping, putting soybeans in 5 or 6 years ago and kind of had a bad experience where it just didn't yield much. And then we ended up affecting our crop the following year. And so we've just kind of decided not to do that again for at least a while.
Are you thinking about maybe changing up your rotation again then?
We may. I think we kind of have to go back and look at numbers. I mean, the original reason we changed up was because 6 or 7, whatever, 8 years ago, the wheat prices just had continued to come down. The corn that would be the alternative, combination of okay prices and higher yields than we'd had before in corn, led us to the three-year model. But a combination of it being so exceptionally good this year, and that kind of changes the math and just the emotional impact of having a really good wheat yield, we may decide to pick one field to do that again, even in spite of the potential cost of having wheat in the ground instead of corn in the ground. We may decide to do it again next year.
Well, it's nice to be on the other side of that good and bad line there. It's good to have a great year, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly. You got to take the good and the bad as when you're a farmer, and it's kind of nice to to have a good year and you feel good about it.
Thank you, Greg. I've been visiting with Greg Schofield, just west of Belleville, Kansas. This is Jim Wigger.